Chris has a big dick. Leave him alone. It's big for his size. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Luis, aka Truth.com, aka your favorite Sucio. Today with me, I have my boy
DJ motherfucking Crispin. What a host. You fucking sluts. Suck my dick.
And
hey, it's your girl Nova Marie.
All right, just so you guys know, we are not recording in person. Today we are recording over an app. So if it doesn't sound great, you have to chingastis because this is how we're going to do it.
For right now.
At least for today.
Hey, really quickly, guys, sorry to interrupt the show, but we got to hit you with this little ad break really quickly. We hate it. We know you guys hate it. So if you guys want to not hear these ads anymore, please feel free to go support us on Patreon at Truth Be Told Podcast. That would really help us. And then we don't have to deal with these ads here. But for now, here's this quick ad. Sorry about that. Thanks. Bye. So this is going to be episode 58. I finally got it down. Last week was episode 57. Last week's episode was fucking great. I've showed it to a handful of people, like the full fucking episode. And they have loved every minute of it. And the funny thing is, the part that they loved the most was Nova getting left.
Laugh. Just enjoy my pity.
That is, it's fucked up, but it's like, everybody's like, oh my God. You know what? I think what people want about this podcast is they just want like the real ass stories that nobody will tell you. Almost nobody will tell you that shit. Nobody will tell you like when they get dropped or when they get hurt and shit like that. So we appreciate you, Nova. It was definitely the Nova episode last week.
Yes, it was.
So, Chris, just how's your week been? How have you been?
Fucking hot as a motherfucker. It's fucking hot at work. Both jobs, but made it through for the weekend and don't have shit to do.
How about the relationship?
The relationship's good, actually. Really fucking good. Well, kind of. They kind of got bothered at me.
They?
Or like my girl, like.
They? Hold on, I heard they.
Did yes, you hear I said they? They as
okay,
in like,
they?
Like they as in my girl, okay?
Oh, that just, okay.
Well, so you is know it because you have like, multiple personalities?
Like you, doesn't every girl?
That's facts. Why, Chris? Why?
Because she doesn't not have the kids often. Like she always has the kids, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, Thursday, she didn't have the kids for a while. And she mentioned it to me and I was at work and I was busy and I was like, cause the week before that we went out together cause she didn't have the kids. And I'm a guy, bro. Like if you don't tell me, let's go out. I don't fucking know to say let's go out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything like throughout the day because I was busy at work. And then she messages me, oh, I'm going to go have a drink and eat. So I was like, oh, okay. She found somebody to go with like one of her friends and anything like that. So I didn't say anything else about it. You know, if not, I would have said, oh, let's hang out or anything. But since I didn't say anything, it's my fault for not saying, oh, let's go hang out or like, you know, like we have some time alone. So I was like, I didn't say anything. I came home because she was going to go out. I came home. I took a nap. I woke up. I cleaned my fucking room. I organized everything. And yeah, that was it. And she was kind of fucking bothered at me because like I didn't hang out with her. Which it's understandable because she barely doesn't have the kids. So,
but
then again, she told me she was gonna go out and have a drink.
Yeah.
So I thought she had plans.
Right. Yeah.
So I didn't think much of it until like I found out it was kind of my fault that I didn't mention let's go out or something. You know what I mean? But that was it. But that was my week.
No, but do you think he was was it his fault?
That's some toxic ass shit.
Agreed.
That's a whole other level of toxic. I do like. You fucked up because you didn't read her mind. You fucked up because you didn't know she wanted to hang out with you. You fucked up in so many levels.
I'm not a fucking mind reader. That's the thing, that you fucked up because she told you that she was going to do something and you were okay with it. I would assume that if you went like, oh, you can't go with me, that could have even been...
No. And that was what she was expecting, but I'm not that type of person to be like, oh, let me ruin your plans.
Yeah.
So that's what she was like.
You still fucked up?
So it's my fault.
And the funny thing is, I didn't even know about this. I was asking because I was just going to joke and be like, how does she feel about having competition because of the Instagram post?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe she's gonna say something.
Oh, she messaged me about that too.
Was that before or after you fucked up?
Before.
I was about to say, maybe that's what got her off. She wasn't really mad that you didn't spend time with her without having the kids. She needed to be mad about something and she got mad about that instead about the post.
She used that.
No.
What did she say about the post, kid?
She just messages me and it goes, oh, I guess I got some competition on. Somebody wants to see your nudes or some shit like that, she said. And I was like, nah, not even close. Like, they're not, there's no competition.
Hey, don't say that about our listener. She's a faithful listener.
And I thank her for that, but I'm happy.
No, I feel you, kid. I feel you.
I'll send her the nudes, but that's all that's going to happen.
Hey, it's not cheating if it's for the podcast. It's not.
I was going to say, is your girl going to be in the nudes?
Maybe.
Actually, you know what? I have a bunch of topics that I want to talk about, but that is a great fucking question. So I'm going to ask it now because this is what we do.
Uh-huh.
Nova, uh-huh. If your man in a committed relationship, you find out he's talking to another girl and sending her nudes, but you realize that every single fucking nude is with you in it, how do you feel?
But like, okay, my question is he talking to her to be with her? Or is he talking to her like, she's over here, send me something, and he's just like, my girl's in it. And it's mostly my girl in it, not me, like type of shit.
He's trying to hit, she's playing along, but the only thing he sends is pictures with you in them.
I feel like if we're swingers, it wouldn't be a problem.
Nova, I said, what are you doing?
No, like, that's what I'm saying. If we were swingers, I wouldn't see the problem in it. Because it's like, if I'm looking for another girl, and he's trying to bring another girl into the bedroom, fuck yeah, like, send her some shit. She might like it. If she likes it, well, fuck, come and join, you know? And if she's not, or we're not that type of people, I would have been like, no. But at the same time, I want to bring people into the bedroom every once in a while. Like, it doesn't hurt. My thing is that when it starts with me, it's going to end with me. Yeah. So we'll both pleasure the girl. We'll get her to finish and everything. But you're not going to finish with her. You're going to make sure you're going to finish with me.
Okay, so if he's trying to bring her into the relationship to smash, then
you're, it's fine,
basically.
It's fine, yeah.
What about you, Chris? Let's see, every picture
you
send. Nope, nada.
No, hell no. If you want a nude, it's going to be me and me only. Fuck that shit. Nobody else.
No, that's funny. I would like it. You know what? I'm going to keep touching on more subjects. All our subjects are going to go out the window. One of my homegirls, because I asked the listeners to send a question, and she sent me a question. It's a voice message, but it's all over the place. She didn't know how to explain it. But I'm going to give you the gist of it. She said before this relationship, she used to be the third girl in other relationships when they would fuck. And she would love that shit. She always, you know, she thought it was the coolest shit in the world. And she would even do it with her other partners. But now that she's with this relationship she's with right now, he's not toxic in the least. She's happy as shit. But she cannot imagine sharing him with nobody. And she said a couple things. One of them is that he has the best dick she's ever had. So any girl that is willing to share dick must mean that the dick is bad. Nova, how do you feel about that since you're willing to bring somebody into the relationship?
Is that true, Nova? Is that why you've always like shared your dick? Because it's always been bad?
No. It's not that it's always been bad. It's just like any other relationship, you're going to have your moments where you just kind of like, it gets a little dull and it gets a little boring. So you need to spice it up. Some people spice it up with toys. Some people spice it up by doing date nights. Some people spice it up by doing random shit, like doing shit in your car, like spontaneous bullshit. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like because it's bad dick. It's just your relationship just hits a point where it's just kind of not going anywhere anymore. Like there's something missing. So then you kind of spice it up a little bit. And it's like, oh, you found some fun. And then you kind of get over it. And you're just going back. You're back into your regular, not bad routine, but a really good routine. Like it's hard to explain.
Well, okay, the two-parted. Do you feel that when you get like really close with a guy and you really like him, is it easier to bring a guy into the relationship or it would be harder like her?
So I wouldn't bring a guy, I would bring a girl. I don't think it would be harder to bring a person into the relationship, but that's the thing though. It's not a relationship. It's just physical contact.
You know what? You know what? I have a question for that. You know,
if
you would bring another guy into the relationship, if he's not allowed to nut in another girl, are you allowed to nut when the guy's giving it to you?
If the person tells me no, then no.
How do you like, imagine how weird that can get. If like you guys let it be known, like, hey, you cannot bust in my girl and my girl cannot bust on you. Imagine how weird it's going to get if your girl busts on him. Like, especially if you have a problem making your girl bust and homeboy comes in here and just straight fucking puts in work.
and makes you nuts.
that would fucking, I think as somebody that doesn't mind sharing this girl, that would hurt my fucking feelings. If homeboy comes in here and just rocks my girl's world and I'm sitting there taking notes like, you motherfucker.
I'm gonna try, hold on. I'm gonna try this next move.
How did you do that? No, you, bro, no. How dare you show off, motherfucker?
Walk me through the steps.
Hey, you know what? That's why I
like if you're like about to nut, do you push the guy off? If he like, or what do? Or do you stop him from like making you come and then tell your man to put it in? What if your man can't fucking like make you come?
Like, if a guy's really paying attention, you can tell when you're about to get her to finish. You can tell. Like, if you're really paying attention to the female, you'll know. You'll know when you're like, fuck, I got her. I'm going to keep going because this is going to top it. So I feel like the person just has to pay attention. And then it comes into, like, the whole teasing effect. You get her to a certain point, and then you just stop and you switch on the bitch. Like,
but what if your man can't do it? What if your man can't finish?
I think that would be heartbreaking. Like, if you have a threesome and you have two guys and you have a threesome and the guy who you guys invited can nut with the guy, like, okay, it's like saying, like, let's say, for example, it's just us three, right? Let's say I'm with you, with one of you guys, right? And you say, let's invite this person.
No. I want her to say names. Who would be doing the work? Who wouldn't be making you come? No. All right, guys, look. If you hear some kind of, like, the flow isn't flowing, this app that we're trying so we can bring this recording to you is fucking up with my fucking equipment, and that's why. Anyways, okay, Nova, you need to put some names on this bitch because we're going to make it interesting for our listeners. Who do you think between both of us wouldn't be the one making you nut?
I'm not saying names.
She's like, neither of you?
Neither of you, honestly.
Damn, that's fucked up. But we know that I'd be the one lasting longer because fat guys last longer. So, anyways, we'll get to it.
No, that's later. A lie.
I don't, that's what Nova that's said, so...
There's a thing we're gonna get to, but yes.
Okay, I think kind of like, well,
they last longer because they get tired and they take breaks.
Look, motherfucker.
No, because they have to impress and the skinny fool don't got to.
I didn't find that funny at all. But okay, no, what Chris was saying. So let's say your man can never make you come like this can. This guy can, or you don't know, but he's putting in work, and you, let's say your guy hasn't been able to make you come, but this guy's about to make you come. Will you really give that up just to keep your man happy? Like, would you be like, jump off, dude? Like, no, I'm not coming because my man said I couldn't come on you.
No, I'd get off.
Damn, she a real one.
I would get off. Like, I'd get off.
You know she's fucking lying.
No, I'd get off.
Like, come on, bro.
No, I'd get off because at the end of it all.
That, like, little laugh? Lying.
No, like, at the end of it all, it's like, how do I say it? If he doesn't want that, all right, cool. You got to learn how. There has to be boundaries. There has to be boundaries in anything. And everything.
Okay. You haven't nutted in 6 months from your man. Okay. This guy comes and about to make you nut. 6 months, Noah, you have not been able to nut from your man. What do you do? Do you still get off?
I still get off.
Do you really still get off?
Yes.
That's a fucking bullshit.
I don't want to mention names, but I still get off.
She said I ain't mentioning names, Dan. That's fucked up.
But I still get off, yeah.
I don't know. My girl would have to forgive me, but I think if I'm in deep in homegirl's guts and like I'm biting down and just fucking busting.
Bro, I don't give a shit. I'm nutting.
No, you know what's gonna be crazy? Is like, let's say you're coming and your girl's just staring at you like, really, motherfucker? You never nutted like that. And then she sees a whole completely different facial expression, the way you nut that you didn't with her. Oh, you're fucked.
Hey, you actually moaning shit? Like, she hears you fucking moaning.
Oh my God.
Would that be enough if, especially like you, Nova, if you brought the other girl into the relationship, would that be enough for you to end it if you see your man giving it to her like that much better?
No, because it's like, so I had a threesome before, right? And this girl knew how to fucking give head. I don't know shit. Let's just say I learned a tongue trick from her. Or I was just like, what the fuck? Because he never...
What tongue trick?
Long story short, like, the best explanation is it's like when you swallow, but the back of your tongue waves. So it feels like the tip of your dick, you feel like a curve going all the way down to the bottom of your dick. Like, the base of it.
Have you ever had a dick in your mouth, Nova, and like, all the way in, and then like, you stick your tongue out while it's in there? Like,
That's basically the trick, but the way that she did it was that she made it like, wave. And it took like the longest to learn, but she made it like wave where it's like you, like on you, basically, you would feel like right here, you'll feel the beginning of the wave and it'll just keep waving all the way to the base of your dick. Then when it gets by the base of your dick, because of the saliva that accumulates goes to the bottom of your balls.
It sounds like homegirl had fucking tongue control.
Fuck that shit. She knew how to deep throw to be able to fucking get the tongue all the way from the fucking, like, all the way down here to the fucking balls. Fuck, bro.
Yeah, so she taught me a nice trick when it came to the dick.
So tell us, so what did your man, what, did he enjoy her a little extra or what?
Oh, yeah, he did. So I actually got pointers from her. I learned a couple things or two.
But did you just notice it happening or did, like, you guys talk about it after, like, goddamn, like, she put...
No, I noticed it while it was happening.
And how did you feel at the moment?
Like, I felt like I didn't know enough.
It didn't bother you?
It just made me feel like I lacked a lot in sex.
Okay, but that didn't fuck with you. Like, that didn't make you insecure or anything, did it?
No.
Oh, fuck it.
It was just more like, I have a lot to learn.
I mean, I wish I could ask Chris, but that motherfucker would never share.
What?
Your girl, basically.
Oh, bro.
He said no.
Bro.
What?
What if you get a female that pleasures more your girl than you?
I'd be okay with that. If a girl can't fucking pleasure a girl more than they like than me, then that girl sucks balls. But then I've been told that I pussy like a lesbian. So, I'm good.
Chris, since you won't share your woman, but you're willing to let her bring another girl into the into sex, what if your girl said, okay, since you won't let me have, you know, two guys, I won't let you have two girls, but you could just watch me with another girl. Would that be a compromise for you?
Yes, please.
Now, what if she told you for you to choose? Would you fall into that trap?
Choose what?
The girl, fuck her.
Like, to fuck the girl?
Who you want to see her in bed with?
Oh, I'd fucking choose the girl. I don't give a shit.
You would?
Yeah.
I think, like, that's a trap. Because then it'd be like, oh, you're interested in so-and-so?
No.
I wouldn't take that one.
I'm interested in seeing you with her, not with me.
She's going to question you and be like, so that's your type. That's what
Bro,
you're into.
She fucking follows me on Instagram. She fucking sees my fucking likes on every girl. I don't give a shit.
No, but she already got mad at you.
She
already got mad at you because you didn't know she wanted to go out with you. Exactly. You didn't know she wanted to spend time with you. She's going to get mad at you because I didn't know that was your type. I didn't know that was what you were
Bro,
into. You're stepping into a trap.
On my phone as a screensaver, one of the girls that I fucking like. I'd fucking pound town on her. Like I go raw on her. I still have a screensaver of her.
Bro, it sounds like your girl's not the jealous type at all. It sounds like I don't
she
know
is,
her,
but
like you don't give a fuck.
Like it's me. Like come on, bro. Like
wow,
you met me like this. Like you can't fucking like change me. Come on, bro.
Yeah, no. I mean
that's what I'm saying.
Fucking Chris. No, I mean more power to you. That's fucking hilarious. Okay, and Nova, you're going to answer a question later on. All right, let's keep going. All right, guys, but I want to touch on some topics because we never touch on topics. And Nova, even though she's going to let us talk this week, she came up with a lot of great topics.
Really?
Yes, at least I think so because some of this shit I've been wanting to talk about, but I was like, damn, how do we talk about it? And I was going to start with number one, but I'm no longer going to start with number one because I just said that. All right, can we just between us, because I've seen a lot of lists on social media, can we define what talking stages and dating and all that for you guys? Not all the posts, just what do you guys think? The talking stages, the dating stages, and how faithful should you be through all these? All
right, talking stage. You're talking. You don't fucking have to tell anybody where you're going. You don't have to like be like, oh, I'll be back or blah, 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 this. You're talking. You talk throughout the day, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Dating.
Wait, let me stop you. I want to get some clarification. When you're talking, is it implied that you're talking to other people?
It should be like you're just talking. Like you're just talking, you know, like you don't have a commitment with anybody. You don't have what is that fucking other word? A commitment with them, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to like fucking check in. You don't have to be like, hey, I'm doing this or I'm doing that kind of thing or anything like that. You fucking talk to him the next day and fucking ghost him for the day after that kind of shit. And then again, talk to him the next thing. You're just talking, you know? Yeah. So you don't have to fucking, like, be checking in and shit like that. Dating. Now, dating to me, all right, cool. We started going out. We're actually, like, on the third date together. All right, cool. We're dating now. This is where you kind of, like, stop talking to everybody else. Not completely, but kind of, like, let everybody down slowly, you know, like, hey, you know what? I'm starting to get serious with somebody. We're like really talking. We're really hanging out kind of thing. She's met a couple of my friends and all of that bullshit and a half. So, like, you start talking to everybody slowly.
Okay.
Now, like, when you get, like when you're actually, like on the fucking seventh date, you know, eighth date, then you'll be like, all right, cool. Like, let everybody off down, you know, like, sorry, ho. You're not going to be my hoe anymore. You know, I wanted to tap it one last time, but this is the last time kind of thing, you know? So, like.
So, after the seventh date, that's when you get serious?
I think so.
Do you have to ask them out, or is it just after, like, if you go with somebody for seven dates, and at this point, you can both agree that, like, yeah, we're pretty serious?
Yeah, I think after the seventh date, I think it's pretty serious. Like, if you can't fucking, like, if you're talking, like, I'm assuming you're since the seventh date, you guys have been talking for a while. You guys have been on a couple of dates, seven dates. You guys are like can't like fucking go a day without talking without each other and shit like that, you know? I'm assuming it's kind of serious. I wouldn't know about Nova because Nova doesn't get past the first one. But
you're fucking
FYI, I'm going on my second date, so
all right. Okay. Damn. Okay.
But that's when you let everybody off down. Like, I'm assuming, like, after 6 months, like, you make them their girlfriend because you've been with them for, like, 6 months and shit. You know, that's my rule. 6 months, and after 6 months, I don't fucking make you my girlfriend. You're not worth my time. I'm just fucking you.
Damn. Dude, I want to call bullshit on a couple things you said, but I'll go on my little rant right now. Okay, what about for you, Nova? What is considered talking stage? What's allowed on the talking stage? And then from there on.
Well, right now, like, with the person I'm talking to, we've been talking since November.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Chris. Yeah, bro. We've been talking since November.
It's been a fucking year almost.
And we barely, we've been talking since November. We had our first date this month. We're going on a second date. But he asked me on the first date.
But what is the talking stage for you, though? Let's clarify that first. Like, when you're talking, because you said we're talking, does that mean homie can talk to whoever he wants for now because you're going to the talking stage?
Yeah.
And you too.
Yeah. So we've been talking since November. We made it very clear, like, wherever this goes is wherever this goes, but nothing serious. He's the only person I've been sleeping with. Like, I would go on dates with other people, but I wouldn't, or I would talk to other people, but I wouldn't let anybody else hit it. Now we're to the point where we actually, like, we would say, like, oh, we're going to go on a date, or this is that, this is date night. But we actually said this is an actual date. Like, he officially asked me, like, do you want to go on a date with me?
Yeah. So you guys are now dating. Now it's dating, right?
Now it's dating. But again, even though we're dating, he can still talk to somebody else. And it's like you keep your options open to like three people and you see which one you're kind of vibing with more, which one you kind of like more. Like, who can you actually have a conversation with? He's the only one that's still there. He's the only one, like, but the thing is I can honestly say that he's there for a reason. It's not like, oh, it's just because of the sex. Like, no, he's there for a reason. He was my friend before anything else. And it's just like, it's nice to know that he's my friend before my lover.
Yeah.
And even though he is my lover, depending where it goes from here, that's just on us. But the fact that I can say he really is my friend before my lover, it's nice. It's a nice feeling because you don't feel like you have to worry about what you say. You don't feel like you have to be too cautious. Like, you can honestly be open. And that's all we've been doing. We've been honest and open with each other since the beginning.
Have you farted in front of him?
And he'll tell me in my sleep. And my sleep in his bed.
Okay, but what's the next step? What happens now in your dating world, quote unquote? Like, what's the next step after dating?
Well, so we went from the talking stage to the dating stage. The dating stage to me can last as ever, as long as it ever needs to, whether it becomes something where you guys can officially say that, yeah, this is my man, this is my girl, or it's like, hey, like, it's not really working out for me. I really don't like this. I really don't. Because even though you're dating, you kind of start seeing them how they kind of are. Like, are they clingy? Are they talkative? Are they just being like this? Are they being like that? Are they, like, you start seeing a little bit more because you're kind of taking it a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Before you become serious.
Do you expect him to ask you out?
I don't expect anything. Like, honestly, where it goes is where it goes.
And, like, let's say if it gets serious, do you expect him to ask you out?
I don't know.
Like, do you expect him to go, like, Nova Marie, would you like to be my girlfriend?
What do you mean you don't know? That's a valid question. Like, for you to move on to the next step, how do you feel like that should go?
I would like it. Don't get me wrong. I would like to take the next step. But at the same time, there's other stuff that happened that I don't want to get into detail because that involves his personal life, and I'll talk to you guys off of it. But there's stuff that, where at least I told you truth what happened.
Yeah.
But there's underlying stuff that had happened, and I'm just going at his pace. Like, I've been in his shoes where you feel like somebody is trying to force something when you're really not ready, but because you want that companionship, you're going to go for it. For him, it's just like, I told him, I'm not here to rush you. I'm not here to say I'm what you need. I'm the one that you should want. Like, I'm genuinely just taking my time with it. When he's ready, he's ready. When I'm ready, I already know I want something, but at the same time, I'm not going to force it on him. I enjoyed the talking stage with him this whole time from November till now. And it's been very good. We haven't had an argument. We haven't had any moments where it's like, no, we don't like each other. We have nothing in common. Now we're actually going on a date. We had our first date. We're about to have our second date, like an actual official date that we can say we're going on a date.
Where'd he take you?
Fucking Chris. Not to the fucking BJ's.
He's a really good cook. Really good cook. A really nice meal. And he knows I'm a nerd. So we had like a really nice day and movie night. It was really cute. Really sweet.
So he didn't even take you out.
Yeah, that's not a date.
The thing is that he knows.
He didn't even take you out.
Hmm?
He didn't even take you out.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so
that's not a fucking date.
So okay, you guys say it's not a date.
That's not a date.
I know, but hold on, I don't want to get caught up in this relationship again. I want to keep it moving. It's cute what you're doing with this guy. I'm glad that you're giving him a space. I know why you're giving him,
and I'm happy. Like, I'm actually happy.
I know, and I get all that. I don't give a fuck about this. No, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't mean to give a fuck. Like, I get that he's going through that. I want to know, in Nova's world, what happens next after X. Like, I know you're enjoying him, enjoying the dates with him, and enjoying him, obviously. But in your cute little perfect world, he asks you out to move forward or not?
I feel like it's a step forward, yes.
Okay, so but you would want him to ask you out, not this whole, oh, we just happened, I was never asked out.
Like, what do you mean? Like
if you like
asked out on a date or to be with him?
Most of my relationships, I've never asked a girl, would you be my girlfriend? Except my last one I did.
Mm-hmm.
Does Nova expect this guy to ask her out for it to be official? Or do you just kind of slowly become a couple and then everybody else just kind of drops off?
I feel like right now it's more in the part, well, the way that I see it right now because of everything going.
I don't.
No, but I'm being serious. I know. The way that I see it, I feel like it's going to transition that way. If it were to transition that way, I feel like it would.
I know, but nobody doesn't know how
to do because of everything.
Okay, but do you assume that it's just going to transition that way? Like, he's never going to really ask you out. It's just going to become, oh, we're a couple, period. That's it. He's never going to be like, oh, dude.
That's how I feel right now. Yeah, that's how I feel like it's going to transition because of the way that it's been going. Right.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's like I haven't seen him for so long. I don't know the new version of him. I'm learning the new version of him. So it can be like I'm saying this and it can be something else.
No, I'm just going to sound rude. You don't care about this guy. I just want to know what dating is to you or not. I don't mean to sound rude. No, because I was telling you guys, I've seen a TikTok where like this guy breaks it down completely on what is dating and what's talking and like what's an actual relationship. And I feel like a lot of people get it fucked up where like they start talking and just because like you got my attention now and you're giving me your attention.
They become coupled.
Yeah, like you want too much. Like, no, bitch, we just talking. I'm talking to everybody, anybody and everybody that I can possibly talk to. And then person said, as soon as you start going on dates, a lot of people put a lot of weight on the word dating.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you guys are dating? No, bitch, we went on a date. And that's what it means. It means we were physically out doing some activity, but she still means nothing to me. There's still a row of girls that I'm also dating. And then you get into like, okay, now we're a little bit more serious. And like, I feel like, at least for me, I kind of blur all those lines together. It's just kind of like, oh, I like you and I'm spending time with you. And that's why I said I'm going to call bullshit on Chris. I genuinely don't think Chris has ever told a single girl in his life, I'm dropping you because I'm going to be faithful to this girl or I'm going to date this girl.
I have.
Bruh.
I have.
Okay.
Before my girl. Before my girl.
You just ghost
before
them.
My girl.
Yeah.
Like I started ghosting everybody, and then they would hit me up and like, oh, yeah, I have a girlfriend now, huh? I'm like, yeah, I have a girlfriend. Sorry, we can't talk anymore. And that's it.
That's different. Somebody telling you, hey, you have a girlfriend, it's a lot easier than just blurting out, I have a girlfriend.
Okay, but I told them.
Okay, let's get a little bit more light. Let's stay as far away from Nova's current relationship, because damn, it's a big deal to my girl Nova here. All right.
Hey, dude. If Nova expects you to ask her out, if you really need to, like, like, if you're really serious about this, Nova wants you to ask her out, like, to be an actual girlfriend, not just dating, okay? Period. Let's go. Next question.
Okay, let's get on to something lighter. Let me look at one of these topics here. Chris, how long have you been with your girl?
Like, completely? Like since we started dating, or, like, actual girlfriend?
Since you've known her, person, met her, seen her.
I known her since October of 2 years ago.
Okay. In that time, have either one of you changed your weight in any way, shape, or form? Up or
down? Yes.
Okay. So, again, everybody, these are all Nova's topics, so don't come at me if anything said extra. If your person loses or gains weight, do you tell them that they look better or worse?
Yes, I would.
Has your girl lost or gained any weight in the time?
She's lost weight. Like, she's up and down, you know? But, like, you can notice when she loses weight. You can notice when she gains weight. But she's mostly, like, always lost. Like, I've let her know she looks good and everything. Like, but if she really got, like, big, big, like, I'd be like, bro, come on. Like, come on. This is not how I met you. Like, come on. You have a little bit more fupa than before. Like, come on.
All right. As a female, Nova, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about a guy telling you, like, hey, girl, you're getting big? Even if it is, like, legit true.
All I got to say is, everybody, this is Chris's last episode.
What the fuck?
Everybody that what?
All I gotta say is, everybody, I'm sorry, but this is Chris's last episode. He's gonna die.
What? If he asked me, I'm not gonna fucking, like, hold back
I'm
my
not
truth.
Asking if she asked you. I'm just seeing if you notice the weight change, are you saying something?
Yes. Yes, I am. Fuck that. I didn't make you fat.
I didn't make you fat. Do you expect her to say the way she was when you met her?
No. Of course not. But, like, come on. Like, at the same time, I don't fucking expect you to fucking gain 100 pounds in 1 year and shit kind of thing. But
turn into a Respucia.
Respucia. But, and, like, I expect the same thing. And my girl's told me, it's like, she's all like, you've gotten a little bit bigger than, like, when I met you. And, like, I know I have. Bro, when I'm, like.
Have you?
Yeah, I have, bro. I weigh, like, 190 right now, or, like, 185.
Goddamn, my boy, big.
For my fucking size, yes, I am. So, like,
Nova's over here real fucking quiet. Like, I ain't saying no number. Nah, she told us last week. If you listen to the last episode, she told us.
Like, I expect her to tell me, like, oh, like, you know what? You were big back then, but, like, you're fucking fat now. Kind of thing. Like, so I can get my shit under control, because fuck that. No. Like, for my size, I should be, like, 140 and shit. And I'm, like, 185. I'm 40 pounds overweight.
Nova, how would you want a guy to tell you that you gained weight if you gained weight?
I don't know. Like,
keep it to your fun.
Like, I already know I gained weight.
Like, if you, like, if he started taking you to the gym, like, hey, babe, let's go to the gym. Like, would you be like, why? Because I'm fat?
I think it's different. Like, you have to approach it a certain way. It's like saying, hey, I'm going to start going to the gym, you know, just to kind of do something. And then slowly integrate, like, do you want to join me? Do you want to be my spotter or whatever? But, like, don't say, hey, we were both fat, or you're fat. Like,
nah, fuck that. I'd be like, bitch, who the fuck are you trying to look good for? Huh? Huh? Did I tell you to go to the gym? No, I did not. Did I? Huh?
Fucking Chris, you're fucking something special, I swear to God. I'm telling you, I'd love to have this interview with your girl and ask her if this is true. I am starting to believe what Nova said last week. She beats you. I'm fucking beats you.
Emotionally only.
Okay, Nova. Do dad bods really last longer?
Nope.
No, you don't think so? Why?
Because we're keeping this audio only. Nova was nodding her head. I don't know why she didn't just straight up said it. So Nova sent me this thing that says, I don't think I saved it, but that dad bods or fatter guys last about, like, what? Like 3 minutes?
30 seconds more?
No, it was a lot more. And that guys, like thin guys, come like in fucking less than a minute or some shit like that.
Yes, that's true.
You think that's true?
I'm like, well, not a minute, but like, I'm like a good 5-7 minute kind of guy.
Nova, what is your experience? Who lasted longer?
In my experience?
Yeah, of course. You're the one fucking guys here.
Not me.
From what we know. What?
I fuck with another guy in the room that's fat.
Fuck you.
Oh, we're going to go back to that episode.
I lasted longer too.
You did.
I think it's just because I feel like because if it's a skinnier guy and they know that they look good, they've already got you in their bed. A bigger guy has a little bit more to prove because it's like, they feel like, how the fuck did I get this girl? Like, I scored this girl. I got her in my bed.
You got me fucked up.
I can't be 1 minute chump. Like, I gotta bring something to the table.
Cause he got money and he was fucking throwing money in the club and like she thought she was fucking rich and now he's like she's sleeping with him in his mom's house and all that bullshit.
No, but you got me fucked up. If you really think fat guys think, oh my god, I got lucky to get this bitch in my bed.
No, not in like that sense, but it's more like some think that way. Like if you're so self-conscious about your appearance, you're going to be like, nobody's going to want me because I look like this, or I won't. They want me because I look like that. I'm not saying that everybody's like that, but there are some people who think that way. Like me, I think that way. Like,
have you ran into guys that you feel that are self-conscious about their weight?
I ran into a few, yes.
Really?
The guy I'm talking to, he's not like that, but I've ran into a few where you can tell. You can tell where it's just like, damn, like you... You feel a type of way of yourself.
You're saying the guy you're with is fat.
No,
that's what you just said. That's what you just said.
He's got a tummy. He's got a little tummy. Yes.
No, that's what you just said.
That's
what you said, Nova.
No, well, when I met him, he was chubby. Like, when I first got to meet him, he was chubby. So in my head, I kind of see the high school chubby guy still. But I see a confident man in front of me. But what I'm trying to say is I've met a few where... they are bigger and you can tell that they're self-conscious. And it's the same thing with females. Some girls don't like the way that their body looks and they rather have sex with the light off. Like me, I'm still not comfortable with my body. Like I feel really like I feel huge. I feel like I have too much stomach here and it doesn't look right when I lay down or if I sit up. It looks to me, I feel like I still look pregnant. So when I have sex, and he doesn't know this, but when I have sex, I prefer it with the lights off because it's like, I don't want you to see all this going on. Like, I don't feel attractive in that aspect. I feel good about myself. Yeah, I feel good where I'm at, but I don't feel attractive in my stomach area. Like, I feel like that's where I lack in self-confidence. And I feel like that's why bigger guys lack in that. So if they feel like they lack in body, they have to be better in bed. And skinny guys are like, we look good, so we really don't have to perform because we already fucking got the bitch. Like,
I think it's funny because I've fucked mostly big women in my life and I don't think that I've ever had sex with a girl, a big girl, that has asked for the lights off or that has wanted to keep the lights off. Now I don't know if that just speaks on the kind of like sucias that I'd be fucking with that are just like, yeah, fuck it, you know, turn on extra lights, fucking give me a headlamp so I can see the rolls to go. I don't know, but I've never had that issue where a girl wanted to keep the lights off or keep clothes on or anything. Like, they will strip completely down. I've never had that issue in the least. That it's funny that you say that, especially if a guy's doing that. Chris, I'm sure you fucked your chunky in your time. Did they want to keep the lights on or keep the clothes on?
There's been some girls that like want to turn the lights off and everything, but 90% of them like been like, oh no, like leave the light on kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean?
All right, I'm just gonna speed round through these. Let's see which ones I like. Nova, what the fuck is a broke guy hug?
What is that?
The broke guy hug is like when you're at the store and he knows you got money and he's over here looking like, I want that PlayStation. Hey, babe. And hugs you from the back. Like, over here, too. And then he makes you feel a type of way. Like,
Louis.
Like, you said you wanted a PlayStation, right?
Louis.
Yeah. We should get you a PlayStation.
Louis, that's why you've been hanging on and got the PlayStation yet.
Because I haven't given her the hug from the back of the store. Okay, so I get what you're saying. I think I saw a TikTok where the guy's like, well, I really want one of these, and he doesn't have money. I did not know that had a name, the broke
the broke head.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with spoiling your man that don't got money, all right? Fuck.
There's not. Spoil that man. He deserves it.
Nova, have you ever ripped the bottom of your tongue because your head game is that good? Where the fuck did you get that from?
No, so I didn't rip the bottom of my tongue, but it's a video, and we'll post it. But it's a video. This guy put his girl on blast. They were in the ER, and he was like, this girl's head was so good, she ripped this bottom piece completely off of her tongue.
Like the bottom skin?
The whole fucking thing. She ripped it completely off.
Oh, the little fucking thingamajiggy that holds your tongue down?
Yeah, so they're in the ER, and they're like, so how did this happen? And you hear her in the background. She's like, and the boyfriend's just laughing. She's all like, this is so embarrassing. But I was giving head, and I don't know what happened. That I was going, she's explaining how she's going, and it ripped. And you hear the nurse like die. She's like, I've heard it all now.
Wow.
But this girl ripped the bottom of her tongue. What would you do? Would you, like, what would you do if that were to happen? Would you freak out? Are you going to be like, fuck, I got a good one?
But I want to, first, I want to know, like, how. Like, was he, like, fucking her mouth? I think he was, like, straight fucking her mouth or something. Like, that just seems hard.
Maybe.
So in my head, the way that I think about it is, like, if he was just head fucking her, she probably, like, rolled her tongue, like, forward. It just kind of, like, he put it back in and it just ripped back.
Like, it pushed her tongue back and it ripped.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because they don't explain how it happened. She's just there, embarrassed, and she's going like this because she ripped the bottom of her tongue.
Now, see, like, that guy probably didn't know how to fucking mouth fuck her and shit.
That, or she didn't realize to keep her tongue down.
No, I'm agreeing with Chris.
No, I blame the guy.
No, I blame the guy. I feel like too many people watch porn, or they see all this shit, they're like, oh my god, that looks fun. But like 90% of what you see in porn isn't fun or enjoyable. So like, what's the point? And I think it's just people.
You gotta like look at your girl and then she looks at you kind of thing. And like be like you grab her head and then she looks at you and like be like, okay, you're gonna mouth fuck me for like a minute. All right, cool. You know, kind of thing. Like you just can't fucking like go all of a sudden go like, bah, 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 bah. Like fucking mouth fuck her for no fucking reason. Like, no, you gotta look at each other and like be in like in sync,
yeah,
you know, like
now I don't know how I would feel if that were to happen. I think I genuinely would feel bad, but when you sent that question, this topic, I was laughing because the last time my girl came here, I if I'm not mistaken, I was a pillow princess, what they call it nowadays.
Wow, bro, really?
I was just fucking laying there, or pillow prince because I'm a guy, but I was just fucking laying there. And my girl's gonna be like, you always just fucking lay there. So I don't know why I'm saying it like it's something fucking new, but she did her thing, and she did her thing so well that afterwards we're just laying there and she's all quiet, and then she's all like, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm like, all right, well, now you mentioned this, so now you gotta tell me. What are you not gonna tell me? She goes, no, I don't need it going to your fucking head. I was like, oh, now you definitely gotta tell me. I'm like, what'd I do? So apparently I bruised her from just laying there so fucking well. And she was right about that. That shit went up to my head very well. Okay, Nova saying no. Let's hear what did I not do?
You bruised what? Her throat?
You didn't do it. She did it to herself.
Her insides are like, she was hurt. Her vagina was hurting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So funny enough, I'm sorry, babe, but it's not the first time I hear that. But this time I can't even say no. And I straight out pillow princed it. I just laid there and let her do her thing. But it definitely went to my head. And seeing it had nothing to do with my weight. I didn't do nothing. I just laid there. So every time Nova's like, guys feel like they got to do extra, I don't do a goddamn thing. All right, let's see. Let's move on. Something fun. Okay, I'm going to bring this up because Chris keeps bringing it up. Last week, Chris, we were recording, and I said, I was like, oh, I'm comfortable with my girl. And then you're like, you fart in front of her? You brought that up again this week. I don't know why farting is such a fucking thing for you. But one of the listeners that got early access to the podcast, she's like, I was going to say that too. Okay, Chris, when have you farted in front of your girl?
No, I have not.
When do you feel like it's okay to fart in front of your girl, if it is? Or would you ever be okay with your girl farting in front of you?
I don't think it's ever right. Like, you should have like some decency. Like I don't, like, there's something you should, some things you should never do, and that's fart in front of each other. I'm like, okay, joking, maybe, you know, like oh it came out, I gotta go, you know, kind of thing. But like,
that's okay.
But like, just like let it rip for no fucking reason, like, no, like there's no reason to, you know. There should be some like fucking like some things you don't do in front of them. And that, I think that's one of them. Like, I don't know. I don't think I would ever fart in front of my girl. I don't think I've ever farted in front of any of my girls.
Really?
Yeah. Like letting it rip? No.
Oh, no. Not just letting it rip. I think that's fucked up. Like, I know my fat ass has, like, been getting up the floor. And when I got up, it fucking came.
No, see, that's fine, you know. But, like, just walking around and be like, there you go. No,
I think the only time that would ever be okay with farting is if, like, you're Dutch ovening your girl. Like, if you're intentional.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
I think that's the only time where you could be like, but yeah, no, I don't think you should ever just be comfortable sitting next to the couch and lift the butt cheek up and just be like.
No, that's not, that's like, like when I was living with somebody, like, and I would go to the restroom, like, that's another thing, like, you tell them, like, oh, like, let's go out here kind of thing. Like, you know, like, don't go into the restroom for, like, a couple minutes because that's just not right either, you know? Like, no. It's like farting kind of thing. Like, not right.
You know what I have done, and it's I feel like an asshole, which is real quick. My girl has left the room, and I've ripped one in bed, and I'm sitting there praying to God that it goes away.
It doesn't smell.
And I'm just sitting there moving the fucking blankets and everything out.
Waving them up and down and shit.
Dude, I want to know. She's going to listen to this, and she's going to tell me if she came back, and I'd be like, yeah, motherfucker. But she's never said that, but I know I've done that.
So I had a friend who was talking to me about this earlier at work. So it's my coworker, and we were talking about it. Have you ever done it where you will rather take a shit, like you guys go out, and let's say she's gonna come home with you. Would you take a shit at the restaurant you're at before going to the house, or are you gonna wait till you get to the house and say, hey, I'll be right back while she's sitting in the living room?
Restaurant.
I had my I had my gallbladder removed. If I have a decent sized meal, I don't have an option of where I'm going. I used to shit in a porta potty at work in the middle of the fucking desert. I'm shitting anywhere. I ain't tripping one bit.
There's people that fucking, like, I'll be like, I can't shit anywhere else besides my fucking house. Nah, bitch. Nah. Put toilet paper all over the fucking toilet seat. Put the seat cover still on top of it. More toilet paper and then another seat cover. Then I'll take a shit. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Fuck that.
I don't do all that, motherfucker. Just give it a good wipe, and as long as there's nothing on it, you don't got to do all that.
Nah. Sure.
See, I feel like if a girl, Nova can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I feel like if you're a girl, you should want to take that shit in the fucking restaurant. That way you don't go home, because in case it's a bad one, you don't want your man to accidentally walk by that restroom and be like, babe.
Well, you gotta go.
Nova, what are you doing in that case?
I think you better off shitting at the restaurant. Take your time in that restroom. Say, girl, take that time in the restroom and say, I'm going to freshen up, take your mirror and be like, I'll be right back. Take your sweet ass time.
You know what I hate? That girls have that excuse. Oh, I was doing my makeup. Oh, I was like freshening up for you. Nah, bitch, you were taking a dump. Okay?
Do you want your girl to tell you that, though? Do you want
No. But guys don't have that option. If a guy takes more than fucking like 5 minutes in the restroom, you know they're taking a dump.
But I think we get allowed. I think a girl, especially ones that's comfortable with you, like she's cool with that. She knows you're going to go do that shit. It's like a manly thing to go take a big ass shit, right?
You can't help. If when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Do you really, you're out and about. Do you want to shit yourself or are you going to go take a shit? Go take a shit. Don't shit yourself because it's more embarrassing to take a shit right then and there while you're in the moment.
Do you eat his ass after you, like, you guys get home from the restaurant?
Nobody's eating ass after the restaurant, I hope. Look, you can tell me I'm wrong, but I think there's only two times you're ever eating ass.
Or do you do it like the girl from Vegas and be like, do you want me to go shower?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. There's only two times you ever eat ass, my boy. If you're eating ass any time outside of these two times, you're doing something fucking wrong. One, after you just hopped out of the shower and you know you're going to ask your girl to eat your ass or your girl's going to ask you to eat ass and you go digging. And I mean, you get uncomfortably in there. If you're, especially if... Fellas, if your girl likes you enough to eat your fucking ass, you're gonna have to go gay with that finger and dig out there. You do not want her to find anything, even a if you are comfortable with the girl eating your ass out, you better be comfortable with cleaning that bitch out. I'm sorry. Wrong, Nova?
Get that corn out.
Get that bitch out. Do this for your girl. Like, nah, dude. Look, I don't care who's listening. You better do that shit. You better fucking spread them. Put one fucking foot up in the fucking the edge of the.
I haven't done it to anybody, but I know somebody who I can recommend that you can talk to that just had it done not that long ago.
Okay, but I'm telling you, would you not appreciate it if your man would go this extra step for you?
I would. It would be very appreciated because you hear what comes out of
I'm just saying, you gotta put in work, guys. Do not be disgusting, especially if you enjoy the feeling. You don't want your girl to get that scent or maybe no. Do that for them. And again, the only other time you should ever be eating ass, and it's okay, And that's when it does get nasty, is if you're drunk after a bar or like a club and like you meet up, find little Mija. Bro, you never smashed after, you never ate pussy after the bar drunk as fuck.
Got musty.
You're telling me you never have it. Everybody that says that is lying. You probably gone and sucked a guy's dick after he had fucking sweat all over his fucking dink and probably like that. What do they call that lechita that the fucker has in his fucking
the fucking crust?
Yeah, no, yeah, but they have a name for it. Like under the guy's skin, the fucking looks like cheese. What the
fuck? It looks like cheese. Yes.
What? Yeah, I forget what. There's a name for it. Some of the listeners are going to be
okay.
Okay. Well, at least I had people who had a common courtesy to hide that shit from me, because I have no idea what the fuck y'all talking about.
It's on the tip of your head of the dick.
Uh-huh.
If you're not circumcised, okay, the tip of your head gets like a little layer of like sweat or whatever the fuck it is, and it turns white. And once you put...
This is so new to me. Hold on, that actually happened?
Yes.
Hell yeah, it happened.
Oh, so then I must be lucky, because whoever, you know, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, no, you haven't seen it probably, but I'm pretty sure, at least from my experiences, when girls go down on
me. No, because if I'm going to give head, I'm going to fucking pull that shit down, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but you don't sit there and inspect it. You cannot tell me.
No, but when I'm going to give head, I'll pull that fucker down and I'll fucking spit on that shit. And like enjoy it, like, you know, but
she cleans it off a little.
I haven't seen that. So no. So for all I know, these people have been cleaning that shit in the restroom. Now I'm gonna ask.
Or you just been fucking and not knowing.
No, the next time I sleep with him, I'm gonna ask, hey, do you clean that shit out? And I'm gonna let you guys know if this is common courtesy or not.
Why do you think I carry baby wipes in my car?
Because you got kids, but okay, now I know.
No, if you're, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about being disgusting, like you try to wash your dick. There's been plenty of times that you catch me on top of the sink washing my balls out. My dick, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm doing all this shit. But I've also gotten head, like, on a hike. I was sweaty. Bitch didn't go down there and fucking...
Clean your balls?
I have been in relationships where I'm laying there and homegirl's like fucking admiring my fucking junk, and then she'll be like peeling shit, and I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? You're making me feel uncomfortable just sucking
the hair.
If I need to go wash it out, let me go wash it out, but don't just sit there, look at my dick and like, oh my god, cleaning that bitch off, that shit is so weird. Don't put my dick on blast like that. Well, I mean, I've had this conversation with my cousins on the podcast where she admitted it, that a guy went down on her, and when he came up, he had a little piece of toilet paper like above his lip.
Oh.
Yeah, because you hook up with people on some random ass times. You know,
that is true.
Doesn't have a chance to go clean.
That's happened to me too, though. Toilet paper?
Exactly. I'm telling you, I had a girl that was riding me, and I saw a big old piece of paper. That's the only reason I did not date her, because that gave me the fucking ick. Somebody asked, and I wish I could find it. Anyways, what is like an ick that you got that shouldn't, like, and I think what they mean by ick is like it's something that isn't necessarily gross, but it grossed you out. What's an ick that kept you from dating somebody or hooking up with them again? No, but they're like they're cheese dick now.
They're cheese dick.
Now I'm gonna look for that.
Dick cheese. Fuck.
Their armpit smelled.
Or just armpit hair. I think that for me is something I can't. Or leg hair. Those two things. I know a lot of people are trying to be okay with it, but if you have, Nova has fucking hair all over her pit. No. Pit hair is one of those.
That's things. Normal. Like, it's going to happen. There's going to be like days where you just kind of like, but I feel like if you're going to intentionally go out and do something, then it's clean up a little bit. I don't know.
But yeah, their armpit smelled and that just like, no, it's a no. Or their mouth smelled. Oh.
Bro.
Trying to kiss them and their fucking mouth smells and shit.
Actually, I want to know. You guys tell me if this was gross to me or not. Back in the days, way back in the days, like when making out was the thing to do. You know, like back when I think I was already fucking, but still making out was the thing to do. There was this girl that every time we made out, I swear to God, her mouth tasted like pozole to me.
Oh, damn, that must have been delicious.
Yeah, exactly. But I wasn't sure if that was like a good or a bad thing, because I was like, bro, your mouth should not fucking taste like pozole. Like, that shit ain't right. Like, did you not brush? Did you eat pozole?
Maybe she ate pozole every day.
But that's what I'm saying. But I thought it was fucking delicious, so I kept fucking doing it. I had absolutely. But now looking back, I'm like, did this bitch have like a fucking rotten tooth and like it just smelled out of there? I don't know. Because I don't think a normal mouth should smell like food, especially not pozole.
Nova, what's your ick?
There was this guy, every time before we would kiss, he would spit. No idea why, but every time before we would kiss or he would give me a kiss, he'll pop a loogie and spit and then give me a kiss. And I was just like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I don't know why, but yeah, it was that. No, I'm fucking good with all that. Oh,
all right, guys, we all have kids here. Again, people, this is Nova's questions. It has nothing to do with me. Have you ever had an incident where your kids heard you smashing? Tell us more. Now, I want to add to that. So, not that it's ever okay. I'm not saying that it's ever okay. But my daughter is 16. Chris's daughter is 21. Some of our kids are just old enough to just know what the fuck happens. You know, it's not like, what are those sounds coming from my dad's room? Is there ever an age where you're just kind of like, bitch, live with it? Like, you know something's going down. I only see my girl once a month. I only see you two times a month. This shit's going to overlap. Just fucking deal with it. Is there ever an age, or have you ever been through somebody hearing you? Your kids, I mean.
I don't think I've ever been with, like, around, like, when my kids are, like, known that I've had sex. But if you're fucking 12, 13 years old already, you know what goes on. You know what goes on in mommy and daddy time. You know, go outside, go play with the ball, go play basketball, go play some dolls, go outside, go play with your friends, because it's mommy and daddy time. You know, we're making you a little brother, we're making you a little sister.
You know? I wouldn't say like, over 13. I'd want to say 15, 16, then those are ages for life.
Bro, what age did you fucking learn about sex?
By choice? Okay. In my defense, I never once heard my parents ever doing anything. So
your dad wasn't putting in work.
Probably not at home.
That's why you were in sports and they never showed up to your game.
Bro, your dad was a drug driver. Your dad was home like in the fucking mornings while you were in school. He was putting in work.
Just when I wasn't at home?
Yes.
Wait, but Nova made a funny ass face. Did you hear your parents, Nova?
I've had experiences that we shall not talk about.
No. This is what we're here for. We're here to talk. People want to know. Nova, did you know your parents were smashing?
So my mom didn't give a shit.
Oh, she was a screamer then.
Like, I remember when she would have hookups. No. So my mom used to do shit, like a lot of shit. Long story short, she wasn't drinking. So I don't have a real connection with my mom. I have more of a connection with my grandparents. But I remember a lot of shit that I kind of wish I didn't.
Yeah.
I remember when she would meet up with random people and she would fucking me and my brother would be in the car. Like, we would be either in the front seat or in the back seat, but she'd be having sex. And then there were times where it's like, oh, she would have sex inside the house. We're in the same room. We're just in the other room, but it's like, we can still hear you and see you type of shit. So I didn't have much of a
choice.
Sensor. Like, I knew a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot of shit and I've seen a lot of shit, but I chose not to do shit until I was older. Because at the same time, like, I would see the shit that she would go through, like, mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So my mom's my mom, but I don't really have a connection with her that way. But because of the shit that I've seen, and I feel like there should be an age where you should there should be an age that they shouldn't know, and there should be an age that, okay, you can have that talk.
Yeah.
But my thing is like I've known this since I was a kid. Like, I've known this since I was going to elementary.
Damn.
So
yeah, that's
so yeah. So I yeah. So for me, it's just kind of like, yeah. I say around middle school, because I remember in fifth grade they give you, like, you know, the puberty talk or whatever, and then middle school comes, and then when middle school comes, they start giving you, like, you know, the STD talk and whatnot, and then high school they actually start talking to you about sex. I feel like middle school should just kind of lay out everything, because we now live in a generation where kids are having sex younger. They're having kids younger and they don't even know. They just think, like, it's cool because they have an older sibling that does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's damn.
I've caught my parents.
This went from like a lighthearted ha to like, fuck, no.
To, yeah.
I don't know.
So I feel like, I feel like a birds and bees talk should be done in middle school. Where they can understand, because by the time they're in middle school, you already have the level of peer pressure.
All right, Chris, let's line it up a little. How did it affect you to line it up? That, like, that's that's lighter.
I called my parents.
Did you know what they were doing when you caught them?
Yeah. I was like 12, 13.
How did you feel?
Traumatized me. And they screamed.
Truth became a therapist.
And they screamed at me. Salte pa fuera, hijo tu chingada madre.
Who screamed though? Your mom or your dad?
Both of them.
Hey, I gotta know, my boy, did they finish?
They kept going after I closed the door. I went downstairs and turned the TV up.
You were like, I'm hungry. All I wanted was dinner. What's with
dinner? Oh, man. No, that's crazy. No, you know what? It's funny. Nobody's walked in on me. And I hope that nobody's heard us because we're pretty good.
Ooh, they walked quiet. In on us.
But no, my girl was over like, I don't know, I'll say like 2 months ago. And like Chris said a million times, my mom lives here with me. And usually she stays her own. She does her own thing. But whenever she does need something, then she'll come to the room and she'll ask. And why not? It was the fucking middle of the day. And we're laying in bed and my girl's just like, let me bless you with some head. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I fucking again pillow princed it. Just fucking laid back. Pull that bitch out. And she's sitting there. And like the second she puts her fucking lips on it, I said, go fucking close the door. Because first of all, I knew it wasn't just going to be head. I wanted more. And then she's all like, she looks at the door and then she kind of goes back to do it. And then she gets up. As soon as she fucking gets up, my door fucking swings open. My mom's coming to ask me something. And she's just,
oh, shit.
Like, I fucking told you. So yeah, no, we almost got caught recently, but nothing that bad, thankfully. And you know, I don't think I would have felt that bad if it would have been me getting head. I would have been.
How would you have explained it though?
My mom knows better. I would have been like, woman, the TV's not on, nobody's talking. Seriously, like, I probably would have got mad at her. Like, close the fucking door.
she's probably,
you became the parent.
Well, I thought you guys were sleeping.
I know, but no, yeah, no, I don't. I nobody's walked in on me till this day. I hope Chris has walked on us. In Vegas, but that's a whole other story. Chris,
everybody's been to Vegas. I haven't gone to Vegas yet. I want a Vegas experience.
Let's go to a Vegas trip.
Hey, fucking, I'm down. All right, let's see.
Well, you know, wait. Before we head on, I remember we got caught, like the 10-year relationship. We got caught by a little brother. Like, I still fucking remember, bro. We were like fucking getting it on.
Yeah.
On one of the rooms that they had in their apartment, she was like. She was on top. She was riding me cowgirl style. Backwards cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl. Oh, shit.
Reverse cowgirl.
Please tell me she had a shirt on.
No. And, like, the door didn't have a lock. So, like, she's, like, fucking riding me. And the little brother comes in and goes, I want juice. And, like, he sees her titties bouncing up and down. Get out. We'll be right now.
Bro, I think.
She got off of me and she fucking went and got him the juice. Came back. I was so hard. She gets back on top and keep going, bro.
She a real one. Cause I feel like most girls would be like, no, we need to fucking stop.
Holy fuck, bro. Like, damn.
No, but who's walked in on you guys? Who's walked in on you?
Who's walked in on us?
I know somebody's have to have walked in on you.
There was one time, the guy that's in prison right now, we were having sex and his mom walked in on us and she just saw everything.
You?
Saw everything.
How did you feel?
Like, hi, coma. Oh,
or
hi, in-law.
Hi, suegra, you want to join?
Please, tell me, motherfucker. Please tell me she backed the fuck out of there. No, I can't see nothing.
She just got mad. She was like, you guys left the, she literally said that, you guys left the laundry in the washer. I need to wash. Like,
she's so fucking worried about that. Like, woman, you just interrupted.
She's like standing with the door fucking wide ass open. We were living together at the time. In Anaheim, standing with the door wide ass fucking open. And when I tell you she saw everything, I mean like everything. Motherfucker was sitting on the bed. I was like bent over off of the bed.
Yeah.
She saw everything. Titties, ass, like everything. And she just fucking stood there like, you guys left the fucking clothes in the washer. You guys could at least put it in the dryer. I have to wash. And we're just looking like, we'll go right now. She's like, no, now. Like, I need to wash.
She's in the position before.
Hey, she had her priorities.
Mind you, it was our apartment. She had the key.
But she's seen that position.
She had the key to our apartment.
Bro, I would have been, if I was the son, I would have been like, hey, you're fucking with my load right now. All right, guys. We're getting close to the end here. So we're going to end the night. We're going to end the episode with an old faithful fuck, marry, kill. I didn't give the guys enough time or the crew, Nova, enough time to come up with their own, but I came up with some for them. And I think these are good because they're not focusing more on the person, and they're going to tell us more about how Chris and Nova think. So we're going to start with Chris. Chris, who would you fuck, marry, kill? A very, very skinny girl, a very fat, fat girl, or an average girl, not fat, not skinny, no big ass, no big tits, just very average. Who would you fuck, marry, kill?
Does a skinny one have big titties and a big ass, or just skinny at all in general?
Oh, they're just average, just like, it fits her body. Average. Nothing exciting.
So, I'm sorry to say it. I love big girls.
No, you don't.
But I do, but she's gonna have to die.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
The skinny one, she's gonna have to be marriage type.
Okay.
And like the regular one, I'm gonna fucking have to fuck her because she's regular, bro. And so she has to have something like on her and shit for me to fuck her so good. So, yeah.
Fair enough. I knew. I talked to my girl about this. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? Fuck, marry, kill. And I just fucking knew that you were going to kill the fat bitch. She's all like, yeah, he's going to kill her. I'm like, I know. Chris is going to kill her. I just know it. All right. Nova, you're fuck.
Well, it's either her or me.
your fuck, marry, kill is a broke guy, an ugly guy, a really fat guy.
I wouldn't fuck the broke guy because the broke guy would end up getting me pregnant because he's broke. This is how it works, apparently. I would marry the fat guy because at least I know I'd be fed. And then the ugly guy, well, you can always fuck in the dark anyways. I mean, yeah, you can always fuck in the dark, so.
So you're marrying the broke guy?
No, I'm killing the broke guy.
Killing the broke guy, marrying the ugly guy.
No, yeah. Marrying the fat guy because at least I know I'll have food on the table. This fucker can eat, so I know I'll be fed.
Dude, so my girl was telling me that, you know, I was a good fuck, right? But then she said the same thing. Oh, well, she didn't say, she said that broke guys fuck you good, so she would fuck the broke guy, and I was like, you're fucked up. I'm like, I know I'm poor, but you don't fucking gotta take shots like that. For me personally, because I'm gonna play the long, I told my girl, I'm fucking the fat girl. I'm fucking the fat girl, and I'm marrying the normal one, because all bitches gain weight anyway, so she said I'm being fat anyway, so I'm gonna end up with my big girl, and I'm killing the skinny bitch. I don't need no skinny bitch in my life. So, that's that. I'm glad you guys played with me.
Now I got one. I got one.
Oh, you got one? A ver, Chris?
Nova, this is for you, Nova. Marry, fuck, kill.
Okay.
Javi. Me. Lewis.
Oh, y'all, I'm out already.
Come on. Let's see how you really feel.
I'm married Javi because he's got nowhere else to go.
damn, Chris. One of me and you are dying. What do you think she's killing? I think she's killing me.
Oh, killing me. She's killing me.
I think she's fucking you, my boy. Because she's going to feel comfortable with you.
No, I'll go for the bigger boy because at least I know I'll have something to grab onto.
Did what I tell you? What I tell you?
If you ever grab one of my titties, we're fighting. I swear to God.
No, I got to grab it because I got to hold on to something.
Nah, fuck that shit.
What I tell you? What I tell you?
If I'm pillow proofing it, you're fucking not. You're not grabbing my titties. That's all I'm saying.
She's gonna be riding you and grabbing your titty.
That's fucked up. That hurts my feelings. All right, fuck it. I guess I'll take it.
Man, if you weren't killed.
I know that's true, Chris. Damn, I didn't want to do you like that. All right. Anyways.
Oh, you ass.
Is there anything? Okay, so guys, for you guys not listening, this whole episode is gonna be kind of a shit show. We're trying recording over a video call just because it's hard for us to be in person. My equipment was fucking up, so if you hear some cuts where it doesn't make sense, I apologize for that. If you hear some of the conversation not going where you thought it was going, it's because Nova just wants to keep talking about her. Man, we're gonna have a serious talk about her. All right, but in the meantime, so that's what it is. We have a lot of questions from the listeners. Please send us more, but we're gonna save those till the show's a little bit more structured so we can actually answer those for you and give you good answers. But I had a blast. I'm going to have a blast editing this out, cutting all Nova, just being obsessed with. Dude, you really
You can. You can totally cut that out. Especially because you said his fucking name.
Obsessed with him. I want to now. He must be putting work, huh, Chris?
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
No idea. You have no idea. Like, if the stories I can tell you right now.
That's why we have a podcast. How about you tell us stories?
How big is he?
Whoa.
He's a decent size, but at least he knows how to use it.
Wait, that sounded like a shot. That is
like 6 inches.
That's not big.
No, wait. Though she said decent size.
He's a decent size.
That's a decent size.
He knows
6 inches is a decent size. All right, fucker.
He knows how to use it. I can only say that for a few, and he knows how to use it.
Okay. Anyways, Chris, nobody. You guys have anything to say before we end this episode?
Suck my motherfucking dick, you fucking sluts and you hoes and you prostitutes.
Fuck my boy, Nova.
Do I need a bigger size? Because they're like spilling.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Well, because we are recording and the audience cannot see, her titties are popping out of her shirt and she's asking
if they are not. No, they are not. No, they are not.
I know. I'll post a picture. I'll post it right now after we record. I'll take a screenshot and I'll post it.
See, all right, good.
We're popping out. I'm going to post that right there, that screenshot. All right, guys. I've been truth.com. This is Truth Be Told Podcast. We're out.
Your boy, DJ Christmas. Suck my dick, bitch.